Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, if he could go back to high school today, he'd make sure to sign up for drama, Pat Flynn.
Hey, it's Pat here, and I hope you're having a great day. It's Friday, which means it's just you and I. And if you missed the previous episode with Neil Patel in episode 561, I highly recommend you listen to it because Neil's been on the show before. We go back into the past. I mean, the way, way past. I mean, back to 2005 and talked specifically about how everything has changed since then, what has changed and where things are headed, not just in the blogosphere, which is where we came from, but in just the world of content creation. And you as a creator should definitely listen to that if you are interested in how to take advantage of what's coming. So make sure to check out episode 561 with Neil. Today, rather than continuing that conversation, I wanted to give you an update because it's been a little bit of time since I've spoken about my side hobby slash side hustle at Deep Pocket Monster. This is a YouTube channel that I started, and this YouTube channel is in the world of Pokemon card collecting. The channel started in January of 2021, and we were able to get to 100,000 subscribers in less than a year. Right before Christmas, we actually hit it. I remember because my family and I were at a Christmas light sort of show thing happening in San Diego. And yes, I was checking my phone every once in a while because we were about to hit that 100,000 subscriber milestone. I actually made it home in time. It was like 9 p.m., put the kids to bed, came online, went live for the channel, and I was able to actually welcome the six-figure mark in subscribership live with about 400 or 500 people there watching live. And it was just a really cool celebratory situation. And I couldn't believe it. I was so happy because the Pat Flynn channel, which I started in 2009, took about 7 or 8 years to get to 100,000 subscribers. And this one just took less than a year. And currently, at the time of this recording, the channel is at 128,000 subscribers. The goal this year is 500,000. Which is just even insane to think about because my other channel, the Pat Flynn channel, is not even at 500,000 yet. So it's just incredible. And there's been a lot of things that have happened since then. I wanted to give you a little bit of an update and some lessons learned because there are definitely some lessons learned for sure. But first, let me talk about the positives. There's been so many great things that have happened since the channel started. I mean, even more recently, it's really started to bring some more momentum in, and so much so that two really big things happened. Number one, recently there was an event in Dallas, and in Dallas, a guy named Leonhardt, who is one of the biggest YouTubers in the Pokemon hobby space, reached out to me. And he said, hey, I'd love to invite you as a VIP to come over to the event and hang out and enjoy. And I said, okay, I would love to do that, because I thought tickets were sold out. And this event was really special because Leonhardt donated about $500,000 worth of his collection to set up what was called the 90s pop-up shop. He set up a store, or a venue essentially, that had a store in it that looked like those card shops that were at the mall in the 90s with, you know, the glass case with the cards and the packs that are hanging on the wall. And he built that. And he built this really cool venue that allowed for people to come in and take pictures and meet each other and meet some celebrities and also get to pick some packs and open them up on stream. Well, the interesting thing was he needed a host for the first half of the live stream. And he asked me to do it. Even after just a year within this space, the number one or one of the top YouTubers in the space trusted me to get on his stage to essentially welcome the entire world to this event that was unlike anything else before. I actually opened the show with a co-host. Her name was Necra. She is a Twitch streamer in the Pokemon, mostly game space, like Pokemon Go and Pokemon other kind of games and stuff, not necessarily cards. So she and I, we worked together to welcome people on stage, to have them open their packs, and it was streamed live, and there were 8,000 to 10,000 people watching live. And it was crazy. A lot of people got introduced to me for the first time there, which was really exciting. It helped grow the channel, and that was really fun. The event had some mixed reviews. It could have been perhaps organized a little bit better. I'm not going to go into that right now, but I did my best to show up and to not just perform on stage, and thankfully I have a lot of experience doing that. Never in the Pokemon space, though, so that there was a little bit of pressure. I did study, right? I knew what sets we were going to open. I wanted to pull some fun facts about them. I wanted to make sure I knew exactly how to pronounce certain things and whatnot. I did study. People kind of are blown away that I get that serious about this stuff, but it's a performance, and you want to make sure you study and you perform, so that's what I did, and it paid off. It paid off very well, and Leonhardt and I are great friends, and we exchanged a lot of kind words, and you know, we're going to be doing more things together in the future, which is awesome. I was also there and met up with a lot of other YouTubers in the space. You know, I always talk about when you are in a niche, you want to immerse yourself into that space as much as possible. So I did that in two ways here. At the event, I did what I could to make sure to say hello to the fans of Leonhardt, and I met some of my own fans there too, which was crazy. I got to sign autographs and take pictures and stuff. But I asked a lot of questions. I asked questions like, you know, what do you wish existed in the Pokemon space that doesn't? What makes you the happiest about it? What is something that you wish was a little bit more convenient? You know, I'm always doing research. I'm always trying to figure out what else can be done to serve this audience. And I spent most of my time walking around and finding and talking to people there. But I spent a chunk of the time also getting to know the other creators in the space. And there's a lot of other top-end creators in the Pokemon space that, again, I'm the new person in here. So I got welcomed in very nicely, and everybody in there is just so kind. I mean, big shout out to a guy named Real Breaking Nate and Super Duper Danny and PokeRev, who was on the podcast before. I covered his origin story for his channel not too long ago here on the podcast. And I got to befriend all of them. And that was really, really fun. I mean, and the cool thing about this, and the biggest difference I've noticed between an event like this and the entrepreneurial events I go to, and maybe this is unique to me because I do have a lot of, you know, years under me and a lot of clout, and I have a huge platform in the entrepreneurial space, is that at this Pokemon event, there was no sense at all of when somebody spoke to me that they were trying to get something out of that conversation. You know, I feel that quite a bit when I go to these entrepreneurial events, especially when it's somebody who I don't know and they're shaking my hand or telling me things, and I just gotta, you know, I gotta put that guard up a little bit. And it's unfortunate because I can't just open up all the time because a person might be wanting something from me and I don't know it yet. You know, are they being genuine? Are they authentic? Are they not? I don't know. I've had a lot of people befriend me only to take advantage of the fact that I have this giant podcast and a platform, and then I never hear from them again. And it's quite sad. I'm not going to mention any names, of course, but that happens. And at this event, I could just nerd out at this Pokemon event and not have any worries at all. And that's pretty cool. That was a lot of fun. So that was the first big thing to happen. I mean, that was an absolutely massive, massive, massive honor and privilege. And I'm just so grateful. So big shout out to Lee, or Leonhardt is his name. I also had brought my editor, Dan Patrick Norton with me, and he's my producer as well, and he came with a Switch Pod and a camera and was following me around. So if you want to get a little behind the scenes of what happened, you can look for a recent video on the Deep Pocket Monster YouTube channel and see what it was like for me to just immerse myself in a brand new space. Again, this is, I mean, I didn't even know anything about Pokemon over 2 years ago, and it was at the end of 2020 that I started to dive into this, and I dove in head first, as you can tell. Another thing that happened, I mean, this is a minor thing, but it relates to the 100,000 subscriber mark. I did get a verified check mark on YouTube at Deep Pocket Monster, which happens, and you could submit for that after you hit 100,000 subscribers. And I did get a YouTube silver play button. This is my second play button. I got the first one for getting over 100,000 on Smart Passive Income, which later changed its name to Pat Flynn. And then the Deep Pocket Monster channel just recently received that. And I didn't know this, but I did definitely execute it. You can actually order more than one. So I didn't know this with the other one, or else I would have given one to Caleb. But I did order more of the Deep Pocket Monster play buttons, and I gave one to each of my team members, producer and a couple editors, which was really cool. And I ordered one extra to send to all the moderators in the YouTube chat, because it's just, it gets insane sometimes. Our YouTube channel, when we go live, we get up to 2,000-3,000 people at a time, which is just insane. So the moderators definitely have their work cut out. They don't get paid, but I do want to recognize them. And I'm sending this YouTube play button, an extra one, to all of them. And they're all going to sign it and then bring it back. And then every new moderator that comes in is going to see it. And it's just a way for me to, again, thank the moderators and make them feel like they're a part of something, because they are. I mean, this wouldn't be the way it is without them, and that's really important. Now, here's an even bigger thing that happened. Pokemon itself, Pokemon International Company, reached out to me, and they now see me as a valid influencer in this space, so much so that they have my address, and they will send me products before they even hit the shelves. And this is big time. I mean, this is one of the dreams of a content creator in this space, is to get products sent to you by Pokemon ahead of time. Because here's the thing, and this actually just recently happened. There's a brand new set that's coming out very soon at the time of this recording called Brilliant Stars. It's the first set of Pokemon cards to come out in 2022. Well, I got in the mail a couple boxes of it 2 weeks ahead of time before anybody else could touch it or see it. And actually, in the email that was sent along with this product, it was really cool because they said, basically, they put an embargo on it, meaning I could not share any photos of any cards that were inside these boxes until February 11th at 6 a.m. Pacific, which was really cool. I heard about this, never been a part of it, but here we are. Myself and a few other creators were going to be creating videos. And the beauty of doing this is I get access to these sets ahead of time. So naturally, when these videos come out, the general Pokemon audience is so curious and so interested to see what is coming in these new sets. So it's automatically going to get more views than normal. We knew this. And we also are going to benefit from the suggested views coming from other people who are also the creators who get this early too, because people will see, oh, this person opened it. What did they get? Oh, okay. After that video ends, oh, so-and-so also got it. Let's see what they got. And I knew that people were going to come across my video, whether they knew who I was or not. And again, I'm the sort of newbie in this space. So I really wanted to do something to make sure that when people saw this video of mine, of the set that they are already going to see being open from all their other favorite creators that they already know, that it was going to blow their minds and be very, very different. So traditionally, these other creators, again, who are now my friends, are opening these packs. There's 36 packs in one of these boxes. They're just opening them up one at a time, and they bring their personality, they bring their excitement like they always do. But what do I have to offer? Well, one thing that has helped me stand out in this space is some really creative storytelling and creative videos and high quality stuff. So Dan and I, my, again, producer, we decided that we were going to create this thing called Pick a Pack. And actually, this is something that we've tested in a few other videos. But essentially, what happens is when you watch our pack openings, it is actually three packs being opened at the same time. And you, the viewer, can choose one of them as we open them up. And hopefully you get the one with the better pulls, with the better cards. And so it allows for a lot of gamification and for engagement and playability along with us versus, oh, I'm just going to watch this other person open. You get to open them with us and actually play a game and engage. And it's become such a huge hit. This video that was just published a week and a half ago, the set's not even out yet. Our video was published a week and a half ago. It has over 125,000 views. And many of the comments say, wow, never seen you before, but I'm a brand new subscriber. Love this style of video. Can't imagine how long it took you to edit. And yes, it took a very long time. The secret is I wear my AirPods in my ears and I have a metronome playing while I'm filming myself opening these cards. I open them all in the same time, in the same rhythm. Thankfully, my marching band experience plays a role here, so I can open the packs and open the cards and flip them and change cards all the same for every pack. So that way, when they're all aligned against each other, it's just really mesmerizing sort of rhythm of cards. And we also are able to pick a tempo of a song that matches the tempo of the metronome. So it even adds a little bit more flair. So again, that's sort of my unique advantage is the creativeness. And, you know, I'd mentioned these positive things. Anyway, the video is doing really well. I've basically hopefully impressed Pokemon enough to go, okay, yeah, we made a good decision to send this guy stuff early. So hopefully we'll get all these kinds of things happening continuously with all the new sets that are coming out. That's the thing. If we nailed this, we would know that there's a guaranteed banger video coming out every 2 months from us that's different from everybody else's, which could only grow the channel even more, right? And that's baked in now, I hope. We'll see. But I think we did a good job. Now, I also said there's some negative things, right? So a few things. Number one, I'm already starting to feel that pressure, right? Now with over 128,000 views, I'm feeling pressure just like I did around 2015, 2016 at SPI, to make sure every piece of content is like the best piece of content I could ever come out with. And it's making me edit while I create. And that's not a good thing. When you edit while you are supposed to be in creation mode, that's what I mean. Like in the ideation, creation phase, the brainstorming phase, I'm already editing going, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. And that's not good to do that, because some of those things that might not be good enough might just need a second pair of eyes or some more depth or more thought put into it to turn it into something that could become a banger video. And already I'm starting to edit those things out. So I'm trying my best to not fall into the trap that I did in 2015, which was, hey, this isn't good enough. I'm not going to publish it. And then I just fell off the podcast kept going, but like my blog and videos, I just paused those because nothing was good enough. Right. So that's a trap that I am trying to, you know, I feel like the vacuum pulling me into that and I don't want to go there. Right. So that's number one. So sticking with a schedule is really important and that's helping a little bit make decisions and forcing myself to make decisions. And also I'm falling into, it's not, I mean, this is a good thing and a bad thing, but the way that we have found that works on YouTube is to find a YouTube title and thumbnail that works first. Like that's the brainstorm. Pick a title and a thumbnail, and then go and film that video. And now it's getting to the point where a lot of these ideas are being very creative, but they're too creative. Like I don't have access to doing these things, like I don't have the resources. I'm not a Mr. Beast who could spend $3 million on a video. And as much as I'd like to open Pokemon cards while bungee jumping off of the tallest building in the world, I wouldn't do that anyway. But you know, I'm just saying, I don't have those resources nor the time. I'm still doing this, you know, just in a little bit of time that I have during the week because SPI is still my main thing. That's happening. The other thing, and I'm already noticing this, is that as I continue to grow bigger and bigger in this space, there are some haters and yes, some jealous people in the space who are saying some things. I remember checking out the live stream chat and people are like upset at me because I got a chance to go on stage while there are other creators in the space who have been around for longer, who are likely more knowledgeable than me, I'm not gonna deny that, who didn't get a chance to go on stage, right? And it's like, why did I get to do it and why not them? So I understand where they're coming from. I empathize. A lot of creators are jealous that I am getting access to these packs and Pokemon cards before anybody else does, and they've been doing it longer and they deserve a chance as well. And I agree with that. However, you gotta remember that Pokemon is a huge company. And they want people who they know their videos are going to perform and they've gone above and beyond and they're doing something different. And it's interesting because a lot of these people who seem to be complaining, you look at their videos and they're getting just a couple thousand views per video. And they're even saying videos that are just actually not in alignment with Pokemon's brand a little bit, you know, and it's like, well, you know, I kind of understand where Pokemon is coming from, but I do empathize and understand where these other creators are coming from. I mean, it's very easy to go, wow, why not me? Look at him. Like, where did he come from? But you know what I always say when, and I've had real conversations with people about this who reached out to me in hate, actually. And they go, how could you become an overnight success. It's not fair. You just have a lot of money, so you bought your way into this, which again, I see where they're coming from, but that doesn't stop anybody from being creative and coming up with some ideas that are different. And that's really why Pokemon reached out to me. But here's what I always say. I say, you know what? Yes, it just took a year to get to 100,000 subscribers. Yes, it looks like that I am an overnight success in this. But the truth is, I've been on YouTube since 2009. That's 11 years. No, 13 years. I can do math. 13 years I've been on YouTube now. It only just so happened that in year 11 that I created this Pokemon channel, but there were 11 years of mistakes and failures and trials and errors and starts and stops and falling downs and getting ups. And through all those things that I've learned and all the conversations I've had and the conferences that I've been to and the tens of thousands of hours that I put into it, it makes sense that when I started this new channel, that it was going to do really well, or at least better than if I started it 11 years ago, right? And every time I've said that, a person goes, oh, well, I've only been on YouTube for 3 years, or I've only been on here for 4 years. I'm like, that's awesome. You could learn these things that took me 8-9 years to learn in year four, and you could do much better. So keep going. So just a little bit of perspective. And, you know, I hope this doesn't come across as, oh, I deserve this. I mean, I often have, again, that imposter syndrome. And I think the best thing is I'm always being honest. And I think that's what helped me here. I'm honest in the fact that I just started Pokemon. I'm honest in the fact that I did have a head start on YouTube. I'm honest with the fact that I do have resources to buy cards and show them on great looking videos. I'm not denying that. But I also know that I'm working really hard to learn more about my audience than anybody else. I'm working really hard to understand the way YouTube works more than anybody in this space. And that has to happen because I cannot compete with some of these guys on Pokemon knowledge or experience. So I have to compete where I can, and this is where it's at. But again, the beauty of this is, at least with the people that I've met in person, that everybody is very welcoming in this space, or most people are, and it's just been a tremendous community to be involved in, and I'm just really excited to see what happens. So a little bit of an update of what's going on in the Pokemon world. If you want to check out that channel, you can check out Deep Pocket Monster. And you'll see a lot of you'll see a lot of videos with an open mouth Pat. What I mean by that is, in this space, it's pretty common to have a YouTube thumbnail with an open mouth. In fact, they call them open mouth Pokemon YouTubers. And you know, we've tested this, and it does get more clicks. And if people are clicking your videos, they're able to then see the value that you have to offer. So anyway, it's just an ongoing experiment, having a lot of fun. And I hope that if you do enjoy Pokemon, that you do subscribe to the channel. You can check it out. Again, it's at Deep Pocket Monster. And I hope this story continues to share, or I hope I continue to share more successes. And there will be failures, I guarantee it, along the way too. But so far, so good. And it's just been a fun experiment. Oh, as far as like income, I mean, the site, I mean, you know me, I'm always transparent with this stuff. The YouTube channel itself gets about $5,500 to $6,000 per month in ad revenue now, which is just incredible. I'm so grateful for that. A lot of that goes back into the channel for sure. We have 800 paying members of the YouTube channel. This is through YouTube memberships. They get access to a special Discord server and special emotes that are in the live chat and coupons to the merch store at deeppocketmonster.com and a few other things. And so we have 800 members paying $2.99 a month. So that adds up. And then every once in a while, we get a sponsor for our videos. And we've gotten anywhere between $2,000 and $5,500 per video. So wow, what an amazing opportunity. And I'm just so grateful. And again, we'll see where it goes. A lot of that income that comes, I mean, that does sound like a lot. And it is. It's being for the team and to buy product to give away. And, you know, because I don't need the extra money, but it's been fun to give to this audience and to learn about them. And it's cross-generational, from little kids all the way up to, you know, adults that are my age and older. It's just really amazing. So, whew, that's the story of Deep Pocket Monster, the update from February 20th. That's the time of this recording. We'll see where we are at in terms of subs. We're at 128 subs now. If you want to go and see the growth projections, you can go to Deep Pocket Monster on YouTube and see how many subs we have now. It might be just above over 128, or it might be closer to 150. I mean, we'll see. We're trying to master this YouTube algorithm, and we're doing everything we can to learn about it. So Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much. And make sure you hit subscribe to this podcast so you can get next week's episode coming your way and the next great interview into your feed. Looking forward to serving you then. Cheers. Peace out. Take care. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. The Smart Passive Income Podcast is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey, have you ever wondered what makes the difference between a 1 and a 5-star review? Well, turn into Behind the Review, a phenomenal podcast from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Yelp's small business expert, Emily Wojcikovic, features a different conversation with a different reviewer or business owner to find out what was really going on, as the title suggests, behind the review. Recently, for example, Emily featured an episode about Aldea Country Eatery, the number 5 spot in the world on Yelp's top 100 places to eat. Emily interviews a wide variety of customers and business owners from a wide variety of industries, tabletop gaming companies, fitness industry, you name it. This is a really fascinating peek into what makes a great customer experience for any business, and you won't want to miss out. So listen to Behind the Review right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.